Hello.
Hi, folks. Yeah, we could just have 2 minutes of dead air. And let people guess what's going on.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainy Wales and Haunted Kingdom.
Yes, hi, folks. My name is Ryan. Actually, no, I think you should introduce yourselves first.
True, we are the stars.
No. Yeah, okay. So, okay, we've got...
You've already introduced yourself now.
No, it's okay, I'll do it again. Alright, who've we got?
True, no one's going to remember you.
No, but...
We're CL Raven, but I'm Lynx. I'm Kat, and don't worry if you can't tell our voices apart, because not even our mum can tell us our voices apart, because we are identical twins. So you're not just hearing one person tripping over themselves and talking over each other. There are actually two of us.
Oh, that's a point. I didn't think of that, actually. Yeah, I can tell you apart. I can just about tell you apart in, you know, real life, in visuals, but...
Would have totally different in real life.
Well...
Vocally, it's very hard. When we were on the phone to someone, they was like, which one am I talking to? And
yeah.
So and we like...
Over the phone, I can't tell you apart.
We pretend to be each other.
Yeah.
Like with co-callers and stuff.
Yeah. It's
that's easier. Really handy, actually.
Yeah. So co-callers think that Lynx is really rude.
They think you're a psycho.
Oh, God, imagine the possibilities. Good fun.
We're going to be bringing you the best ghost stories from Wales, possibly the rest of the United Kingdom, but Wales is the best country of the United Kingdom.
It is, definitely, which is a fact, actually.
I read the quote on the back of I think it was the Castle book.
Cereal box.
I was going to say cereal box. A book. It said that when, I don't believe in God, but when God made the world, he made Wales first, and with the beauty he had left, he made the rest of the world. And it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very nice quote, actually. I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And
it's a shame he didn't give us electricity until 1970 or something like that.
It must have been teething problems.
It probably was, but the mountains got in the way. We got so many mountains. In fact, we were Googling it the other day. There were 3 million people in the whole of Wales. And you consider there's actually 7 million people living in London.
Yeah. Most of the country is just, you know, just hills and sheep.
Yeah.
In fact, there's more sheep than people.
Sheep
have
voting rights over here.
Yeah.
Sheep have more rights than we do.
They do, yeah. Well, there's more of them, so.
Yeah.
You know.
They get cancelled.
Forget about zombie apocalypse. There'll be sheep apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be screwed.
Yeah, we would be.
Yeah.
So this is Haunted Kingdom. This is our new show, and... this is a sort of, almost it feels like a sort of spin-off of our other show.
The barely heard of YouTube sensation, Clamty Valhalla.
Yes. Which gets an average of an amazing 60 to 100 views per episode.
Yeah.
Something around there.
Yeah.
So, don't watch it. have a look at it. It's on YouTube, Clamty Valhalla.
If you're expecting a slick professional show like Ghost Hunters, Most Haunted, then you will be disappointed because we're basically idiots with a camera.
Yeah. We're possibly the world's worst ghost hunters.
Yeah.
We will be the first ones to admit that.
Yeah.
However, we do.
I think we get more evidence than
I think we do get quite a bit of activity.
Despite being... One of our most embarrassing episodes involves... We're at a place called Aberglasney House and Gardens. We basically bitch and slag it off because we can't get inside the house. And we moan about how unhaunted the place is.
Don't give it away. No. Because that's going to come up in a different episode. But yeah, something happens.
Yeah, and
we missed it until
the playback.
Generally, this is how it works. We visit haunted locations around the UK, and we film and we interview and things like that.
We do
a lot of investigations with different tools. We've got the EMF, got the video recorder, the camcorders.
We've got DVRs. And obviously photography cameras.
Oh, we got Iovilus as well, sometimes.
When we're bored, they need the laugh.
We don't really pick up on stuff. Usually we don't pick up on stuff there, sometimes.
We're not exactly sensitive.
No, we're not sensitive, we just sort
mostly because by the time we arrive at these locations, we're so enraged because we're either lost or we've once again driven through a pedestrian zone.
Yeah.
But by the time we actually arrive at these locations, we're late and we're angry and we're stressed.
And we've annoyed the populace.
Yeah, and all the pedestrians have had to dive out the way of the hot orange Mini Cooper as we fly by.
Yeah.
Mostly in England, though, so I don't know if it's like a new wave of Welsh rebellion.
We're just running down the pedestrians, but we don't do it really. So often by the time we arrive at these locations, if a ghost showed its face, we'd probably just punch it because we're just so annoyed. Yes.
Yeah.
So you
can that basically sums us up.
We are raging professionals.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why our show is so big that nobody watches it.
To say we don't take it seriously is probably half true.
We bought the equipment.
We
take the research seriously and we do find these locations, but we don't like jump at every nose and shadow and go, did you hear that? Did you see that?
We're not into that.
Mostly because we don't hear them or see them.
Yeah. that could have something to do with it,
actually. It's oblivious.
That could have something to do with it.
And we don't get all freaked out and start screaming when the EMF goes off. We're just like excited or trying to find out the electrical source that caused it.
We're very fair, you know, we're very realistic.
We are skeptics.
We're skeptics, yeah, we are skeptics, but I think, you know, at the same time, we're quite open-minded and...
Okay, before we started this, we were absolute non-believers in paranormal because we're atheists. And we'd always loved, like, paranormal stuff and ghost stuff as kids. We read all the books. We were really into ghosts and that, but we never believed...
I was a little bit different. I was, you know, I do believe in... I'm not believing... I'm interested in certain aspects of paranormal. I think I'm just open minded to it.
Yeah, we're interested, but never believe it. We'd go through ghost books as kids, going fake. You can clearly see that's fake. We were total non believers as children. We were nightmares. But as we started doing this, we have become a bit more open minded for things that have happened that we can't actually explain. But we have always been really into the paranormal. Ghosts have been like our favourite of like the sort of horror paranormal genre.
Yeah, and in this series and every episode, we will, you know, from the shows, we get like a clip from the show of where we have actually come across something we can't quite explain.
Even if we don't realise it, like Winchester.
Yeah. And we've got quite a sort of different array of things, whether it's I don't think, have we got any visual, do we have any visual stuff? We're very good on a radio show, would it?
Just describe it.
Yeah, a big scythe and
actually the best visual from Woodchester, but obviously you can't see it, is when Ryan actually falls down the stairs.
In fact, I would know that is on camera.
Yeah, but on the radio you can't see it. Nah, but it's hilarious. It does full time stuff.
Yeah, we do that type of thing in Calamity Film. The bits that all the professional shows take out, we leave in.
Yeah.
The trips, the stumbling over, forget. I mean, it's totally unscripted, so there's no words unscripted, to forget. It is unscripted,
yeah. A bit like the show, we've got guidelines, but we don't really... we have got an episode, if you like, of a location.
Which actually kind of like kick-started the show, because we got started in Calamityville Horror a few years ago.
I think it was June 2010, wasn't
it? It was, because obviously C.R. Raven, we're actually horror writers, and we wrote a book about characters who go ghost hunting, and we needed locations, so we put a book of Haunted Cardiff, and we started going around places. We actually visited an abandoned 1930s summer camp, sort of just outside of Cardiff,
We filmed
in Easter before.
Yeah, and we filmed it, and we jokingly called ourselves Cardiff's answer to Supernatural. Cats, yeah.
Because Supernatural, obviously, two brothers, they hunt ghosts, they hunt demons. We thought, we're sisters, and we're doing the same thing, and...
And we've also got classic cars, like, you know, Dean's got his Impala, we've got Renault 4s, not quite the same, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then...
And they have Bobby, who they ring up, you know, they need help from. We have our mum, we call her our Bobby, because we're always phoning her going...
The mothership.
Yeah, the mothership. We need a backup location now! And she comes through for us, gets on Google, finds us backup location. And then...
Things like, we're lost, we can't... We'll tell you that in Rip and Jail, when she said we were in North Wales, she was at our house in Cardiff, and she saved our asses from that huge distance.
Mm.
That was impressive. From us wandering lost in the...
That was
back of beyond
terrible.
North Wales.
And that's actually a good lead to our story, because this is how we first got started in North Wales.
It was.
On holiday.
North
Wales and South Wales is very different. I think people should understand that.
Yeah, North Wales, they still speak Welsh.
Yeah, it's Wales, people in North Wales sort of look at South Wales and they
think we're actually, when we got...
They don't like a voyage to the south, do they?
We got lost and we were asking for directions to the Bangor Travelodge. And they're like, where are you from? And we said, oh, you know, from Cardiff and Bridgend, because Brian's from Bridgend. And they sort of went a bit quiet, and then they went, oh, we don't go that far south.
Yeah.
they seem to think that
it's rough down there, isn't it?
Yeah, they're like, oh, God, it's rough down there, isn't it? And we're like, well, no, not really. Yeah, there was some part, but... And so they kind of gave us the impression that they actually thought that South Walians are savages.
Yeah.
We kind of backed out of there. And I'm sure they then deliberately got us lost. we bought these cheap tickets for a ghost tour. We'd always wanted to do a ghost tour, and this was an overnight tour. We couldn't decide which one we wanted to go on. By the time we made up our minds, everything was sold out except Ruthin Jail in North Wales. So we ended up having to have a 3-day holiday for a £15 ghost ticket.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. It was well worth it.
It was well worth it. And basically that kind of sums up our show.
It was, we started on the other side of North Wales. We stayed in Bangor the first night. And I think North Wales, if we sum it up, it would be travelling along the A55, most of it.
Yeah,
lost. A55.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have flashbacks to that trip.
Nothing's signposted.
Nothing is signposted. It's just hills. I mean, it's got some spectacular views.
Beautiful North Wales.
You know, it's got its...
Oh, and the castle's amazing.
Yeah. Snowdonia mountain range.
Oh, and this also sums up the disaster. We were in a place called South Stack. It's the very most northerly point of Wales.
In Anglesey.
Anglesey, this little island. And we were in South Stack admiring these old iron age huts. And on our way home, we bought a book called Haunted Britain, only to find out that there is a haunted lighthouse in South Stack. We were basically right on top of it and didn't know it was there.
Yeah.
To say we were annoyed was an understatement.
Yeah, and we left and came all the way back home. Yeah. And then realised we'd missed it.
Yeah.
And we were standing basically...
Driving above it.
Driving above it, yeah.
Yeah, if we'd looked out the windows, we would have seen the haunted lighthouse. We didn't.
Fools. Okay, we're gonna. This is this part of the show. I mean, that's us basically.
Yeah.
That's our introduction.
And to those of you who haven't yet switched off in disgust at our ineptitude.
Well done. Congratulations.
Hello, single person.
I'm
one loyal follower. Yeah. So this part of the show, we're gonna talk about. Lynx is gonna give us an introduction to the to Ruthin Jail and a bit of a background.
And we have to point out that actually we spent the entire holiday mispronouncing it.
We called it
Ruthin, which is embarrassing because we're Welsh.
Yeah. And it's not pronounced Ruthin.
Yes. Oh yeah. I should point out if you didn't know, we also have our own language. Separate to English, which is not really our first language.
No.
Or even our tenth. I know more French than I know Welsh, probably. But
we do know a bit of Welsh.
I do know, I can recognise Welsh.
But, we often watch the rugby programmes in Welsh, so, you know, we can tell you what line-outs, penalty kick, excellent penalty kick, through the gap,
try,
forward pass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we play a lot. We play a lot of rugby over here as well, which is...
It's
a bit like American football. I think they didn't know what rugby is, didn't they?
Yeah, America's a team. Yeah.
They're not very good, but they do have a team. Yeah. But it's more violent than American football.
And of course, we've got a lot of...
American football is like our touch rugby.
Yeah.
We're sort of not as much contact. I mean, we don't wear padding over here. And rugby's more violent.
Yeah.
Because it's always... almost every game someone breaks a nose or... blood everywhere.
Yeah.
It's always cut heads.
Okay, we're going to...
delve into the history of Rhyfyndal. Yeah,
so...
Take it away. The site where it's on has been a jail since 1654. Obviously, prisons in those days had horrendous conditions. In fact, in Rhyfyn, the prisoners weren't allowed to talk to each other at all. They positioned the vents in the cells so that you couldn't speak to each other. There was a room... rude of just no talking, so they lived in absolute silence.
So they wouldn't have been able to film Prison Break there?
No silence, discourage them breaking down. A new building was constructed on the site of it, and because the conditions are so bad in the original jail, and then a new 4-storey wing was built in 1865. In 1878 it then became HM Prison Rhyfyn, which covered the counties of Denbighshire, where it is, it's in Denby, Flintshire and Merionethshire, where the jail closed in 1916, and then it's been used as offices from the council. They actually keep the records from the old Denby Asylum in the prison cells, so you can't go onto the top two floors of the jail. But it is now a museum, so it's done out how the jail was, so it is brilliant in there. And in during the Second World War, the army used it to store their ammunition as well.
So, who holds it?
The main ghost.
The main ghost is William Hughes, who was hanged there in 1903 on our birthday, 17th of February.
8 years before we
were born.
We'll play you the clip of what happened when we were in the jail, where we kind of made contact. And so if you bear in mind that this guy was hanged on our birthday, it kind of makes it a little bit more significant.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. He was hanged on your birthday.
He was.
Not like on your birthday.
No, 80 years before we were born.
Exactly 80 years to the day. Yeah. No, it wasn't to the day.
Yeah, 17th of February 1903, and we were born 17th of February 1983. So exactly... Yeah, his body was buried in the ground. He actually fought with the British Army in India, and one of their children died in 1901, and he separated from his wife. He was sentenced to 3 months in a jail in 1902 for family desertion. He was released in November 1902, got himself a double-barreled shotgun, went to the home where his wife was working, and shot her. And he surrendered himself to the police, claimed to be insane, but the jury only took 10 minutes to find him guilty and sentence him to death. He was executed at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the last thing he did before he died was look at a photograph of his family, the one he butchered.
That's nice.
I know. Women are apparently especially prone to sense in his presence.
And if you go in the condemned cell of Rhyfyn Jail, they've actually got mannequin of William with the minister, and he's holding a photograph. I presume it's of his family. It could just be...
And he's got some great-looking pyjamas as well.
Oh, they're amazing. We actually wanted to buy some of his pyjamas from the gift shop, but they didn't sell them, so instead we just bought, like, a little hank of keyrings. But we didn't realise it was him at this... When we were in the condemned cell, and we spent most of the time kind of admiring his moustache.
November
over here is Movember.
Everyone grows a moustache.
Men grow creepy moustaches.
So we get like an influx of men looking like creepy 70s porn stars. It's for charity.
It's but horrifying. Still,
it's a creepy month.
It's a very creepy month. And so we actually were in the condemned cell going on about his moustache.
Yeah, so after we arrived late to the start
about
of the...
About 45 minutes late.
In fact, it was so... So we missed most of the introduction.
Actually, everyone burst into applause when we walked into the room.
Oh, that was tense, yeah. Our mum had told us to leave our travel lodge about an hour before. We were like, the AA route planner says 31 minutes. So 40 minutes before we left, only to discover after ending up miles and miles down country lanes,
AA route planner had left an entire village off the map.
Yeah, which was nice.
And like they said to go right, but the road sign that was pointing to the way we need to go was pointing left. We didn't know who to believe. And we ended up behind a drunk driver who was doing about 20 miles an hour in the country lanes.
It was tense.
It was tense.
The atmosphere in the car was tense because we were late to our first overnight ghost hunt.
We were completely lost. We haven't been to Norfolk since we were kids. We didn't know the area. Completely lost. Lynx's meltdown pretty much powered NASA's spaceship, I believe.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, believe it. I mean,
I drove those lanes like a pro. Ryan was gripping the seat in terror because I was taking country lanes at like 60 miles an hour. The fear etched on his face, I think, has still caused wrinkles and grey hairs to this day.
It was terrifying.
I'm a good driver.
coincidentally, sort of some all up. I mean, yeah, we were barely speaking by the end of it, but to get to the jail, we had to drive through a little village called Loggerheads, which it was perfect.
It was perfect.
Forgotten about that.
Yeah.
I don't remember such details.
It's etched in there. It's like burnt in like all traumatic events.
So we arrived.
We were thinking our mum going, we're lost. You know, like there's anything she can do about it from the other end of Wales. And
she did ring ahead, didn't she? She did call them.
She managed to find the number of the people and rang them and said there are 3 people coming from Cardiff. They had lost somewhere in North Wales. They will get there. So,
of course, then by the time we walked in...
Put the ghosts on hold.
And we actually stopped at this church and sent Ryan out to go ask this group of women. And
they were drunk.
They were drunk.
They were drunk in church.
they stumbled their way out of church. Okay, so this is...
Well, people can hear our stomachs rumbling. We just took a short break to open up some Red Bull, so... If you hear any strange rumbling,
it sounds like a drain. It's just the Red Bull going down.
Mm. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. There's a lot of Red Bull that flies around.
flies around you. I think there's a can in. A can features in every Calamity Ville episode.
It's like the Osborne Duck.
It's like we're sponsored by them or something. Yeah. Are you getting sponsorship money that I'm not getting?
We keep trying.
We are trying. We've been tweeting them and asking.
So, back to our story, we were late, we arrived, and after having a quick introduction to the equipment that we were going
to
be using...
And also to try and awaken our energies or something,
by pushing each other over.
No, I wasn't totally taken by that at all. I didn't think that was...
And the worst thing was, it says, like, it on the website that you're supposed to take it seriously, you're not allowed to, like, laugh or...
We tried.
It was like we had to do something where we were where we had to pretend to protect ourselves with, you know, stepping into
a sleeping bag,
which is like, it was almost like it was like a paranormal condom, wasn't it? before we actually did.
Yeah, we had to step into a paranormal condom and put up over ourselves and wriggle around.
Yeah, it was a bit bizarre.
It was a bit unwholesome.
It was a bit unwholesome.
I mean, and also...
You were putting a condom, were you? Cause
I am now. I wasn't at the time, thankfully.
Being British, everyone hates that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's
like
not...
It reminded me of being... when you had to do drama in school.
Drama. Yeah. It reminded me of drama lessons in school.
Yeah, obviously... Being British, we are a little bit more reserved. And when we're forced to do warm-up exercises like that, it is...
In front of each other.
It is so unbearably uncomfortable and awkward. You just wish you could shoot yourself.
Yeah.
It is...
I think the next time we are asked to do something like that, I'm going to have to pass.
Mm.
Because
that's the thing, because British politeness,
you don't want
to make a scene, you don't want to say, I'm not doing that, it's stupid, because
you don't want to feel awkward and feel like you're letting people down, and you don't want to create an uncomfortable atmosphere, so you do it,
and hate every single second of it.
And it's an uncomfortable atmosphere.
Yeah.
And the other one we had to do was stand and freeze, someone had to stand in the middle, and the other two had to try and use their energies to push them over. We did push each other over,
physically pushed each other.
And then after that, we went ahead with the investigation. We were unleashed upon Rith in jail. And one of the first, I think, one of the first...
We had to do that rope thing, didn't we?
We had to do a few things with...
exercises.
Yeah, a few different exercises.
Clearly rigged. But one of the first things, they wanted us to do visuals. They gave us the equipment.
We had a crystal on a string. We had dowsing rods.
Which is plastic, so it was completely useless.
Dowsing rods, which...
And I'm not knocking the organisers beyond the grave. I think they did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
But there were certain things that...
And we have actually...
I would rather...
Joining them again.
Yeah,
we're joining
them again in October. Yeah, exactly.
We had dowsing rods, which... They used to find water. I'm not convinced of the ghost detecting ability.
No, they just led me to the disabled lift.
Yeah,
they did. I'm not sure what that was about. We decided to let the rods lead the way. They took us to a disabled lift.
Yeah.
And we then had an EMF meter.
That was the best thing.
K2.
Yeah,
the K2 was the best thing.
Actually,
there,
as soon as they said you could get the equipment, we leapt up and we snatched the K2. Yeah.
I had the rods.
We were very un-British about that. Ryan got his rods out. Yeah.
And then one of the first... Well, it was the first...
We actually got put into... The organisers put the three of us into the punishment cell that... The dark cell, I think...
Yeah, we got put into the dark cell.
I think that was deliberate on their part.
Yeah.
I think they were just...
They just wanted a shot of us.
Yeah.
And they locked the door, and then the lights went out, and we were free to start our...
Anyone else went into other cells?
Because on the clip, you can hear people talking and laughing. I don't think they locked anyone else in. We were the first ones they put in the cell.
Yeah, they're like, who's going to go into the dark cell? You think we're like, yes! And we hurried over. But yeah, I don't think anyone else was put in cell. I didn't hear them assign it. Thinking back, I didn't hear them assign cells to anyone else.
I
can't remember that far back.
No, I don't.
I can't remember that much detail.
They locked us in the dark cell and buggered off for refreshments.
So, yeah. And then we began our first... EVP. Well, it was an EVP stroke EMF kind of session, wasn't it? Because we had the EVPs in there as well.
Yeah, we did have our digital voice recorders on us, and they had them
in the cells as well.
So we couldn't badmouth anyone.
But we did. Kind of did. We forgot they were there.
And I'm surprised actually they are letting us back in October. Ryan tried to out a couple of ghosts.
Did I?
You did.
And condemned cell, I think it was. We were trying to see whether, you know, if they had secrets to tell us if they were gay, and
and you reckon that's where they were haunting the jail
because they were gay.
Yeah, and it hadn't come out.
Was I? I can't remember any of this.
Yes, you were.
And we're gonna have to watch it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is on tape.
If you want to watch the episode, go to YouTube. Type in cats as in c.a.t.s with in jail. Because we won't count to be horror by that.
But Riffin is R-U-T-H-I-N.
Yeah.
That's what we
and
call
jail
it.
Is G-A-O-L.
Yeah, the medieval sort of spelling of jail. And then we began our... After about 5 minutes, actually, of messing about.
Not taking it seriously.
Dicking around.
Yeah.
We began our first...
Playing with Ryan's
to lower the tone, didn't you?
You were getting your rods out.
So after about 5 minutes, we had the EVP on the K2.
We had the EMF meter on.
The EMF
the whole
meter.
Time.
These initials are confusing.
Oh, I know. EVP, EMF, DVR, K2, DVRs, bloody
RB.
Hell. RB. That's Red Bull, by the way.
Yeah. Precious. We had the EMF meter on. The whole time we were in the cell, and we actually stood in one spot We didn't move.
And it didn't go off once.
No.
It didn't go off. We turned it on straight away as soon as we got it, and it didn't go off for ages. And we had it on, which is what we do when we go around. We always keep the K2 on all times.
Yeah, because we bought our own K2 meter now, and it actually says the ghost meter, so people can't doubt our professionalism. Sitting on there. Bought it off eBay.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we'll play the clip now of what happened when we were in the dark cell.
So this is what actually happened when we started asking it questions and asking the...
First couple of minutes are us messing around, so...
No, we're going to cut to the... We won't play that. That's just... That's messing around. And then we actually start asking them questions. And we're in the middle of the cell. We're standing in the middle of the cell and it's completely dark and we're locked in.
And there's no electricity. They made us switch our phones off.
There's no...
The camera is pointing at it the whole time, but you can clear... But because the camera's pointing at it the whole time, you can clearly see that the camera doesn't affect it at all.
Yeah. Okay, so take a listen to the clip.
But hang on, we need to ask the ghost some questions.
Oh yeah.
Is there anyone in the cell with us? I'm not a freaking ghost. Were you executed here?
Oh my god.
You were. Hang on. Were you executed here?
No.
Did you murder somebody? Were you convicted of theft? Give me a chance. Were you convicted of theft?
I think he's already said he's murdered someone.
He might have committed several crimes.
See, murder sort of sets him off, doesn't it?
Was it a crime of passion?
No.
No. So it was cold-blooded. I was talking. You're going to give me a chance to answer on the record as well. Did you kill your wife? No. Did you kill your husband? Did you kill your child?
Didn't kill anyone in his family.
Did you kill a stranger? Did you kill a friend?
Did you kill an animal? Did you kill yourself?
Then why would they be here for one time?
Oh, yeah.
You did. Were you hanged here?
We are running out of options, are we? Move around the cell a bit with it.
Move the shackles. Were you shackled here? Are you standing by Ryan? Can you come towards the light? Come to the twins. Come to us. Are you by us yet? Are you standing near us?
Are you being paid to answer these questions?
Do you want to move to a different cell?
Yeah.
See you.
Yeah, so that was the Riffin.
That was the Riffin Jill extract.
Worst ghost hunters ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favourite part of all that, I think, was you telling the ghost basically to stop interrupting. No.
No. So it was cold-blooded. I was talking.
It was rude. Alright, we were raised to not interrupt people, it was rude. We are possibly the only ghost hunters in the world
to tell spirits to be quiet whilst we ask the question.
Yeah, who whilst we actually get an EMF hit in a punishment cell,
Of a haunted prison.
With a murder, with someone who's obviously a murderer, we told him to shut
up. And that was Kath, by the way.
That was me. I mean, we're quite lucky, because, I mean, it said he served in the British Army, so he obviously did speak English, because, especially at that time, a lot of North Walians wouldn't have spoken English, so, you know, we could be there blabbing on in English, and they'd be like,
And by the way, we toured the entire... the rest of the jail for how many hours afterwards? 3-4 hours afterwards? Yeah. And we didn't get really anything else.
No, at the end...
We assumed that, because this was our very first ghost hunt, we thought, oh, here we go, we're talking to the dead. And then we were like, okay, let's move on, as you can hear in the
basically,
clip.
We knew about the condemned cell and we were desperate to go to it, so we thought, right, we've got to get to the condemned cell, so we just...
We went straight, that was the first cell we came to, and then after that, we didn't get anything else. We expected to get lots of other activity.
Yeah, and at the end of the night, they were like, we're going to lock you in for now, but who wants a condemned cell? We were like, us! Everyone else asked, and they were like, are you sure? We were like, hell yeah, I jumped up and just like ran for the condemned cell. Because we thought, that's where we're going to have the activity. Because, you know, condemned cell, they spend their last hours of their lives there. You know, it's about to be
for their death.
Of terror. And so that's the cell we wanted. We actually returned to the punishment cell afterwards and got nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Good. We should have stayed.
We didn't get anything. We should have just stayed there and really, really milked that. But we didn't know.
We were so excited that we were in an old jail.
Yeah, we just wanted to explore. Yeah. And then obviously we'd had our little interview with the dead. And he obviously
got quite offended.
Yeah.
Fine, I'm not talking to you. Yeah. I finally made contact with someone for the first... quite possibly for the first time.
Knocked him off his eye horse.
And you're not interested, so I'm just going to go back to myself.
Now, I hope you enjoyed that, because we did.
Yeah.
We haven't listened to that in a while.
It still remains one of my favourite places.
But, like I say, we were completely inexperienced ghost hunters.
It was the first time we'd ever gone ghost. Lynx and I had visited some haunted places. We sat in a pitch black lane, because it was apparently haunted. We sat at an abandoned petrol station, because that road is apparently haunted. This is the first time we've actually actively done a ghost tour.
And especially overnight as well.
Sitting at the side of the road, I'm not sure really counts as ghost hunting, even if it was a haunted location.
But what would have been good, because we were completely new to ghost hunting, is if we had some kind of rules, if you had some kind of guidelines to follow.
Yeah.
You know, and we did recently come across some guidelines, and we wished, reading them, that we'd known about these before.
We found them accidentally, because we were talking to one of our Twitter friends, Anya, about ghost hunting, and we wanted to see whether there was a scent that we could spray Ryan with so he would be attacked by ghosts. Yeah. And in Googling... scent to attract ghosts.
Yeah, it's actually, cause we were going to go to Oxford Castle, and we'd seen episodes of Most Haunted of Oxford, and they said that the woman ghost like tends to attack men, and we were like,
and
this is possibly
quote men, so we wanted to incite her to attack Ryan.
Yeah.
So we're looking for a scent to encourage this to happen.
We didn't find it, but this website we came across did give us guidelines about ghost hunting. It was a website called Haunted America Tours.
And it's interesting. The guidelines are quite insightful.
Eye-opening.
Yeah, we didn't realise
this. It specifically mentions you do not take heroin, cocaine or crack whilst you're out ghost hunting. So if any of you were tempted to do this, no.
Okay. Well, we'll go from rule one.
Yeah.
Which is
just like in the preview bit.
Yeah, we'll go from rule one.
Yeah.
We'll go from rule one.
Ryan just kicked me. Ryan just kicked me.
Right, okay, so give us rule one.
These are 10 rules women should follow.
Women, these are women's rules, okay?
Yeah, they are separated into sexes. Number one, wear good, solid shoes. A good pair of shoes can save your life. Never wear sandals, flip-flops or open-toed sandals to a real ghost hunt.
As opposed to a fake one.
Yeah. Don't go fake ghost hunting.
Don't go
if
fake
you go
ghost
fake
hunting.
Ghost hunting, you can wear high heels.
Yeah.
But if you're going on a real one, no.
Yeah. Wear good shoes.
High heels or stilettos. When trying to run or manoeuvre in rough terrain, this is an accident waiting to happen. Crocs are a definite no-no.
Rule number two, clean underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it really gets interesting from rule number two onwards. This is the real reason you should always wear clean underwear. Ghosts are often attracted to smells and bacteria that these garments contain, especially the panties of women. Yes, they will actually haunt the garment.
Yes, fact. You could have knicker ghosts.
Yes, no one wants knicker ghosts.
And what? Apparently ghosts are also known to give ghost hunters wedgies.
Oh yeah, there's a little...
So, it's like being back in school.
Yeah.
Mm. Basically, ghosts are bullies.
I didn't realise this.
No.
I've never had a...
It is news to me.
Spiritual wedgie.
I've never had any kind of wedgie. Number three, never ghost hunt when you're on your menstrual cycle or if you have a yeast infection. Now, we have folk in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday in Peterborough and in Woodchester. We're still here.
Yeah.
Nothing bad happened. So don't ghost hunt if you've just given birth, had a miscarriage, hysterectomy, or have been sexually active in the last 24 hours. Vaginal or womb ghosts are said to prey on women with these pre-existing conditions.
So it's like an athlete, don't have sex before the big event.
Is that what they advise?
Yeah. If you have recently had an abortion, a cyst removed, or vaginal piercing, you should wait at least 6 to 8 weeks before resuming the hunt. Or if you've had any major surgery, facelift, boob job, or vaginal DNC.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is. So, well, that just mentions, like, basically, vaginal surgery or plastic surgery. I am, at some point, due to have knee surgery. Does this mean I cannot ghost hunt?
Am I going to get knee ghosts? Yeah.
Cartilage ghosts.
Cartilage ghosts.
Yeah. They're going to be hanging off my cartilage and playing with my bone blisters. But, I mean, and
I don't know if anyone who has just given birth or just suffered the trauma of a miscarriage actually being in the right frame of mind to go ghost hunting.
Now, can I just... Let me just take
a
look.
They expect you to drag your placenta along with you.
Jesus.
Is that what they mean? Is this the immediacy that they are going with here?
Let's have a look for the because these are like 10 rules. I think there's 10 rules for women.
So pick a good one. Here we go. Never take the criminally insane on a ghost hunt with you.
Yes. No one should do that.
And if you must take a newborn child, do not breastfeed whilst collecting EVPs, or all you're going to hear is... Yeah, that's what they mean.
Sure how many people take their newborn children on ghost tents.
I think you'd have to be pretty irresponsible.
I know. Never take small children or elderly people or the mentally impaired, but mostly the criminally insane. So if you were going to bring someone on a ghost tent who is in fact criminally insane, please leave them at home or in their jail cell.
I mean, yes. I'm trying to get it because I was really tempted to break into Arkham Asylum and bring the Scarecrow with us. I think he'd be great on the show.
Excellent.
Oh. Imagine him on Canterville Harbour.
The ratings
would shoot up, but you know, we can't bring him. I'm gutted about that because I love Scarecrow.
So are these rules serious? I'm not sure.
Here you go. Leave your pets at home unless they are trained to hunt for ghosts. Now, our guinea pig pirate, when I read him this rule, he was so upset.
He was devastated.
He wants to come ghost hunting, but he's not trained, and we don't know how to train him. Oh, and you must never bring nursing kittens, puppies, or pregnant pets.
That's my pet hate. Pet hate. Do you see what I did there? When you go on a ghost hunt, and then somebody just bought a box of kittens. Do you know I hate it? And then they release them, and it's like, for God's sake.
They're really cute.
Take your kit. Leave your kittens at home.
One of the kittens has gone up a tree, and... Just don't bring them.
It's annoying. It just interferes with the whole event.
It does, because you're so distracted by the cuteness. Never dress like a tramp when ghost hunting. Always with solid undergarments.
Do they mean like
chastity belt?
Yeah, bloomers and...
no halter neck tops, which came to people. I wore a PVC halter neck top.
But you were... It was over another top, so... Mm.
Mini skirts. Again, we often wear mini skirts.
But we do wear them with full tights, so...
Hot pants. It's better to dress like you're going to church or a funeral. Provocative attire attracts ghosts and spirits and demons that might try to possess and use you. Now,
Does wearing like knee-high socks and a short skirt count as provocative? Because remember Pembroke, that's how I was dressed. But isn't the whole point to attract ghosts?
This is what I was wondering. There's so many rules. There's rules for men.
Goths, our clothing is generally leaning more towards slightly provocative.
At this point, I should state that I'm not a goth. I'm not a chav, I'm not a goth, I'm quite a regular.
Yeah, you
know, you're just a regular
guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, the twins, I don't know if you mentioned it, you're goths.
We've just lost some viewers now.
Think you probably gained a lot of viewers. because your clothing is very, very interesting, I must say.
Yeah.
And we do get stopped a lot when we're out.
Yeah, we do.
You get stopped a lot.
The elderly adore us.
We went to Newton House recently on a World War II weekend, and everyone kind of ignored the soldiers and
wanted their photos taken with us.
Yeah, all these people and the soldiers included kept taking our photographs, so we do attract a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's ghostly, I don't know.
It's like walking around with celebrities.
Yes.
Everywhere we go, we get stopped.
Yeah.
They get stopped.
Is the celebrity ranking below Zed? Because I think we'd be in there. We're moving Zed minus. Up in numbers now.
Zed minus.
Zed minus. Right, rule number 8. This is a good one. Never bring personal firearms or weapons. Handguns, machetes, knives over 6 inches, gas containers, or assault rifles.
Don't bring your assault rifles on a ghost hunt.
I mean,
why on earth would anyone bring an assault rifle on a ghost hunt? Or to any event, apart from a shooting event.
Yeah, and I mean, in Britain, obviously, most guns are banned. Handguns especially are banned, so
most weapons are banned in Britain. You can't buy a bloody set of cutlery without getting ID'd.
No, you can't.
Without getting badged in Britain. You have to be over the age of 18 or 21.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You'd be over,
I think it's 21.
I think it's 21 now. You have to be over the age of 21 to buy a knife in the kitchen.
21 to buy a chainsaw in Lidl's.
You are not going to walk into a shop and buy an assault rifle or any kind of rifle for that matter. Unless you can probably get away with an air rifle.
Yeah, farmers can have rifles.
Farms can have rifles, but to be honest, we actually do not have gun shops here. I don't even know where you buy them.
So leave your assault rifles at home, because it's frowned upon.
It is.
These get more ridiculous.
Right, so now we'll move on to the rules for men.
Okay, and first rule for men, do not think of sex when you were ghost hunting. You must not ghost hunt with a boner. It says this. And apparently, obviously we're amateurs, we don't know, but it says here that most ghost hunting guys will tell you that, in these words, they will usually toss off an hour or two before the investigation to relieve the tension.
Why are you looking at me?
you are the resident. The token man on the team.
Okay. So what do you want to know?
Your opinion on this.
I am not lowering the tone of this.
Have you ever ghost hunted with a boner? I think this is what the people want to know.
I can't see how they could tie these two things
in. People, he's not answering the question. it also says.
No, I don't ghost hunt with a boner.
It's really just not that exciting.
It's not the time or the place, really.
It says one should never have a sexual relation or masturbate at a real haunted location.
Again, people masturbating.
I'm guessing that this means that the ghost training fanfare, it is okay for that. Before, during or after. Why during?
What? Masturbating sex?
Yeah, whilst you're at the haunted location. During ghost hunt. You're just going to wander off around the corner, are you? Many ghost hunts will often follow you home and use the energy for their own purposes. Never ghost hunt when you're dating another member on your team or sexually attracted to them, because sexual tension has been known to create or aggravate paranormal phenomena.
Is there a non-sexual rule?
For men?
Apart from the guns.
Flatulence.
flatulence. Never ghost hunt with a fresh tattoo.
Oh yeah, ghost hunt with a full stomach because otherwise you'll suffer from stomach ghosts.
Stomach ghosts.
Never ghost hunt in your underwear.
Is that what it says?
Ghost hunting should be left to those that are adept in the field.
There's people adept in nude ghost
hunting. Apparently,
Is this true? Let us know. You know, people should phone in.
If,
we haven't really got a phone in.
If you are doing nude ghost hunting, you should tell the investigators first. Make sure that they're okay with this.
Oh my god.
Really?
Yeah.
But is that not at odds with the dress that you're going to church or a funeral for the women?
Ah.
Oh, so men can go sent naked, but women have to be respectable.
Oh, come on.
That's not fair. If men can go sent naked, I'm sorry, so can we.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
Yeah, apparently, be careful that you don't deflatulate until you get haunted by an anal ghost. They are a pain.
I hate
them. They are a pain in the ass, those anal ghosts.
I hate them. They're the worst thing. By cream and... anal ghost cream.
Why would you ghost hunt in your underwear or naked?
Where are you going to put your equipment?
Okay.
Your equipment's on display.
Yeah, your equipment's very much on display.
I mean, like your battery.
Oh, this is a...
Okay.
Moving on. Don't take off your shoes because foul foot odor attracts ghosts.
And basically, don't attract ghosts. Is there a rule that says don't attract ghosts if you're on a ghost hunt?
Fetish ghosts are attracted to dirty socks, sweaty feet, and toe cheese.
Right. Now, we asked Siri about this because we weren't sure. We didn't ask Google because that was too obvious.
Yeah.
So, on the way back from a ghost hunt yesterday, we did ask Siri on the iPhone, what is toe cheese? And he wouldn't give us any kind of straight answer, really. So, we're still none the wiser. What is toe cheese? I've never experienced this toe cheese. I think even if it was a American term, I'd still have been able to relate to it somehow. But.
Don't ghost hunt if you have crabs.
If you have crabs.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
It says medications to treat these problems have odors that will incite the ghost to haunt you in ways that you don't want to have happen to you. What are they going to do?
Oh, never ghost hunt if you have been recently possessed by anal, mouth, stomach or ear ghosts. And also, there's one on here, you can't take any kind of... where is it? About the drugs.
Oh, that's at the top there.
So we've got...
There.
So we all know not to ghost hunt alone. Do drugs like marijuana, heroin, hashish, cocaine or crack. While seeking out paranormal forces, but some medications one might take by doctor's prescription seem to have an effect on paranormal evidence gathering. They should actually put a warning on some medications, like please don't take EMF readings or operate ghost hunting equipment while taking these drugs. So don't shoot up your crack.
Oh, it also says don't bring fireworks.
Don't bring
bulls.
Fireworks. Oh, yeah, this is...
Why pit bulls?
Why pit bulls?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, they have a reputation, but that's because of bad owners who make them dogfight.
Yeah, it's like in the Doberman, it was the 90s. At the moment, it's the pit bulls.
So I'm picturing this. If we followed this to the letter, okay, and we had a group, all the men would be naked.
Yeah.
But not allowed to be horny.
But not horny.
But surely the nakedness is going to incite the horniness.
I don't know.
All the men would be naked and non-horny. Yeah. All the women would be dressed for a funeral.
Yeah.
We'd have Alsatians because, or German shepherds would be fine. So we'd have a load of German shepherds.
Yeah.
I
think if it was like the 80s or 90s, they wouldn't allow the German shepherds because they were the bad guys.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
They?
But this is not the 80s and 90s.
No. This is the decade of the pit bulls.
This is the decade of the pit bulls.
The next decade, it will be the chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so
chihuahuas.
So we better take a chihuahua now whilst they are still safe.
Also... I don't know. It would be the word.
We'd all be squeaky clean.
We'd all be squeaky clean, and none of us would have any. It would be an odd sight.
We'd have to control our cycles.
If I saw a group of people in a haunted location, half of them were naked, the other half were dressed for a funeral, and they had a load of German shepherds. I'd be scared.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bit put off by that.
Yeah, so would I. Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to make of that.
No.
I'd probably call the police.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think it was a fetish party.
I'd report it to the police.
Like nuns and vicars, but nuns and nakeds and...
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, we did try to find out the date of when this was published, thinking it was perhaps an April Fool's joke, but we couldn't actually find the date. I don't know, because like, there's some serious rules, like, I mean, sensible footwear, that's a given, but, you know, with the...
That's the only rule in there that makes any kind of sense.
But the dangling earrings, because it mentions that ghosts could rip them out. Okay, maybe, yeah, but... You're always told to wear clean underwear in case you're hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Them's the rules.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was our... I think that concludes our feature for this.
So if you like us, just starting out, please follow these rules.
Unlike us. We have broken some. But yeah, we'll all learn together about ghost hunting because we're still learning, we're still newbies. I'm sure there are lots of other rules we don't know about. We need to look them up. Things that we've undoubtedly done wrong. Probably things like turning off ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably not supposed to do that.
Don't do that.
And I think also...
Don't chip ghosts.
If we want to become professional, we need merchandise. We don't have t-shirts that say cats. Because every professional ghost hunter has t-shirt. I think that's probably what separates us.
Although it says there, take off your hat when entering the haunted locations, but Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International, they wear hats.
Mm. Yeah.
They wear hats with their initials on, TAPS and GHI. And, so if they can wear hats, we can wear hats.
Yeah. I did wear a hat. I wore a trilby to Newton House and...
I dressed like a whore.
I think our viewings have just gone skyrocketing for Calamity Veal.
Yeah, tune in to see our outfits. Yeah, look up Calamityville Horror on YouTube just to see what we wear ghost hunting. Have to warn you, PVC is a firm favourite.
Yeah, they've just skyrocketed.
We're on Twitter at Calamity Horror and we do have a Facebook fan page.
And I like to say that I don't wear PVC. I don't. No. I wear jeans.
Well, not PVC that we can see. No one can see my wink there.
Winky face. Next week, what's coming up next week?
Next week, we will be interviewing the author of The Ghost Hunters Club, LKJ. She's English.
And she's actually...
Don't hold that against her.
She's English. We had to travel into the flatlands to get this interview.
Into the pens.
And she's actually... you can actually see her previously. She's now an honorary member of the CATS team. She's actually been on 3 investigations with us. Two you haven't seen yet because they haven't been released. But if you do want to meet her previously, if you look up Calamityville Horror at Hellfire Caves, you can meet her.
Yeah, that was the first time we met her, wasn't it?
We actually meet people online and go ghost hunting with them because we break the government guidelines that says don't meet people online, but in fact, I think
we actually met
Ryan online, and
we met through a magazine because you were published in the magazine, and then
Ryan tracked us.
That was a ghost story.
One of our ghost stories won the writing competition. Ryan read it, decided he wanted to meet us, cyber stalked us, sent us a friendship request on Facebook. We stupidly accepted.
We were like, who's this? He's not American.
And we didn't know him, but we accepted. A few months later, we met for the first time.
What else have we got on next week's show? I can't remember. This is how professional we are.
We don't plan this far ahead.
I know we got LKJ. Yeah. Oh, we've got a section on orbs next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about orbs next week.
Oh, yeah, and we'll bring you another haunted location that we've been to.
Orbs, what do we think of them?
Find out next week.
Another section of... Oh, yeah, another haunted location.
Yeah.
Another story, another paranormal story from us. An interview with LKJ. And that will be it. So, it's been good. This has been our first show.
For those of you who are still listening...
For those of you still listening, this has been Haunted Kingdom. And yeah, please tune in next week. We'll see you then.
Nostar.
Nostar. Nostar. Which is Welsh. Look it up.